A Kelowna-based mutual fund dealer has agreed to a $30,000 fine and 6-month suspension from conducting securities-related business in any capacity, after trying to use personal funds to make a client whole. Matthew Aronis agreed to the settlement with the Mutual Fund Dealers Association of Canada, MFDA, now the Canadian Investment Regulatory Organization, after conceding several contraventions of securities rules. The trouble for Aronis began during the March 2020 stock market crash induced by the COVID-19 pandemic restrictions, according to the settlement agreement. Then, a client directed Aronis to convert their funds into a cash product, on March 19, 2020. However, since Aronis had not updated his Know Your Client information on the client, he was not able to convert the funds until March 23. As a result, the client lost $5,000 from their $128,000 portfolio in that time. Contrary to rules, Aronis did not report the client's complaint to his dealer Sun Life Financial but rather, offered to put $5,000 of his own money into the client's account and encouraged the client to keep money in the market for another year with a promise to earn more money back. How I do that is going to have to be a little sneaky because there's a rule about me basically comping you back, Aronis told the client by telephone. Following the exchanges, Aronis made false or misleading statements to Sun Life and the MFDA by denying he offered to pay compensation to the client. Aronis has already paid $20,000 to Sun Life, according to the settlement agreement. G. Wood at glaciermedia.ca